Now, here we have in a Phaeton, then, a possibility that the moment he really saw the room, he'd turn it off again. Is that right? He'd flinch. Well, the funny part of it is they do. They do flinch. And then you keep right on processing the room. You see what this would be? I mean, they'd flinch, their perception would go off, and you just take it from there and have him spot spots in the room. So he says his perception's all off. Will you just have him find something he can perceive? But he said, I think it's a facsimile. I don't know what it is, really. It doesn't seem to me to be terribly real. Yap. You just say spot some more spots. Now, in other words, we could go at this then on this basis. We just simply have a fellow, a preclear, close his eyes and start spotting spots in the room. And the auditing commands go along with it. All right, you'd say, just close your eyes. Okay, now let's spot some spots in the room. Oh, the fellow said, what do you mean, close my eyes and spot them? Well, can you see anything when you got your eyes shut there? No, of course not. Well, why don't you look around? Do you get an impression of anything? Well, what do you know? It's all black. He never noticed this before. You say, well, all right, how about this now? You say it's all black. Well, is there any place that's thinner? You know, behind you, for instance, or above you, or below you. Do you make out anything at all about this room? No. Well, as you're sitting there with your eyes closed, do you know the location of anything in this room? Yeah, well, I know where my body is. Of course, a case like this would probably assert to you violently, if they weren't prepared otherwise, to tell you that they were a body, they had always been a body, they would always be a body, they've never been anything else but a body, that you live but once. And they would also tell you that during their study of Korzybski's Science and Sanity, they agreed with him utterly that two things could not occupy the same space. They'd tell you all these things. It would be a very informative conversation if you let him proceed. You only let him proceed on such a conversation, by the way, long enough to keep the two-way communication going. Then you get him doing something. All right. You'd say, well, do you know of the location of any object in this room? And the fellow says, well, there's a table right over there. I know that. Well, why don't you look at it? And if you don't catch him real quick, why, his eyes will pop open, of course, and he will stare at it. But you keep him with his eyes closed, and he knows there's a table over there, and you say, all right, spot some spots in it. I can't possibly spot any spots in the table if I can't see it. Do you know it's there? Yes, I know it's there. I saw it when I came in. Well, all right, spot some spots on it, but I'll have to open my... and go ahead and spot some spots on that table. He finally does. And it starts to get a tattletale gray around him. And then it flickers on and it flickers off, and perception comes on, and all of a sudden he's aware of the fact that it's all real. And then he convulsively shuts off all of his perception. And then he lets it turn on again, then he shuts it off again. Then he flinches in this way and flinches in that way. Why? He knows it's dangerous to look at things. He knows that. He knows, again, it is dangerous to communicate. And he shuts it off before something else shuts it off. See? He's there ahead of him. But after it goes on and comes off and goes on and comes off a few times, it's liable to be more and more upsetting to him all the time. It's because it's liable to be getting more and more real. The room is liable to be getting more and more real, more and more solid.